Well, I am delighted to say we spoke to him before Christmas. He's still out there. He's still in Oz because Mr. Laurie Evans and the Perth Scorchers are in the Big Bash final. And Laurie very, very kindly joins us all the way from sunny, cloudy, I don't know what it is, Australia at the moment. Good morning, it is for us. Good evening to you, Laurie Evans. First thing he says, you're looking magnificent, old boy. You've grown yourself a moustache and had a bit of a mullet. Well done. So you're entering the Australian spirit.
You could say I've been here a bit long, and it's taken. Obviously, I've walked into an Australian barber's, and they've given me the local, cut. That's all the rage. So yeah, bit of a mullet, bit of a moustache. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, but it's all worth it because we're in the final, like you said, and it's been great.
Yeah, boredom does strange things to people. I think it quite suits you. Now, look, on a serious point, Perth Scorchers, you've been outstanding throughout the tournament. How pleased are you boys to be in a Big Bash final?
Yeah, obviously delighted, mate. And I guess we started off the tournament not really knowing how good we were as a side. Like you think everyone else is going to be a good side, and as we've gone through, I think we slowly started to realise quite quickly how much better we were than a lot of the other side. That said, we just had to make sure that we, didn't become complacent and just kept winning and doing things as well as we could. And up till now, what was it? We've lost three games in 14 or whatever it is, or 15, which is an amazing run in this sport and in this format. And we're just very excited, and I guess there is a bit of expectation and pressure on us to go out and win the thing, but this group of people are very relaxed, very very at peace with themselves and with each other, so it's been a great environment to be involved in.
Yeah, for you personally, look, you've played finals over here, you've played big games around the world, but this one will be pretty special, won't it? Big Bash, Marvel Stadium in Australia. How much are you looking forward to it?
How many English guys get the opportunity to win the Big Bash? How many overseas players get the opportunity? Obviously, to actually be out here and having played the whole tournament, is amazing, and to experience the whole thing. And, there's been some tough bits with no family and COVID and broken toe, but the upsides have been tremendous. And like I say, if we can get that win on Friday night, like you say, it'd be pretty special. Right up there for me in my career.
Right, now I've got to ask you. So I remember last summer you and I sat in a hotel and you kept wicket for the second team, and you showed me and you taught me through your video highlights. And I'll be honest with you, Laurie Evans, I was like, well, that's lovely. Well done. Then imagine my shock and surprise when I stick the telly on and there you are keeping wicket for the Perth Scorchers, and a stumping and a very tidy performance. Talk us through that, because you've always fancied yourself as a bit of a keeper, haven't you?
Well, what I do like to do is keep things interesting.
You certainly did that.
Yeah, well, obviously, keeping wicket, you're involved every ball. And as short as T20 is, there's still some periods where you go through and you're like, not much actually happens. I haven't touched the ball. So we had a bit, obviously, we had one guy called up in Josh Inglis, and then Cameron Bancroft tested positive, so we had no keeper. So Adam Voges is like, who can kick? Oh, I was like, well, I kept once. And they were like, no, we're deadly serious. So I was like, well, look, I did it last year in a 4-day game in 17 cricket. I'll give it a go. Mm. And this other guy said, oh, yeah, I did it in indoor cricket. So I only stood up to the wicket. So we actually had, X Factor tryouts before the game. This is a Big Bash game. We're playing against the Melbourne Stars. there's me and him, and we're like, the head coach is throwing us balls, and he's like, we're effectively tryouts. Fortunately, I got the nod, because I think I sort of had the chat of like, and I made it look like I knew what I was doing, and he said, right, you're in, and I was buzzing. Like, I was so excited. And then what happened. I mean, obviously, he nicked that ball as well, so it's a catch and the stumping. So, technically, it should be two dismissals, mate, technically.
Well, I could tell by the joy in your voice, but come on then, talk me through the catch stumping, because we were like, oh my lord.
I think I was like laughing when it happened. I just couldn't believe it sort of happened, and I was like, oh my god, I've actually caught the ball for a start, because I reckon they might have chased it down if they just kept leaving the ball. there might have been a few more buys. I loved it, mate. Mm. It was really good fun. It is genuinely something that I have actually done a bit of work on in the last few years, and I just haven't had the opportunity to do. Our first bloke I messaged was obviously Alex Stewart, to tell him that, you know, if we're short keepers, which we're not, I'd better get the gloves.
Look, it is actually not that cold here. It's quite nice at the moment, to be honest with you. Well, nice. It's not snowing. But even though you've had a brilliant time, and even though, fingers crossed you're lifting the trophy come Friday, how much are you looking forward to getting back again, seeing the family and sort of getting back with Surrey as well?
Yeah, obviously. I've missed them hugely. You know, it's like anyone knows what it's like having young kids. They seem to change so quickly. I've missed his birthday. I've missed the wife's birthday. Obviously missed Christmas. So I'm really looking forward to coming home. We're going to go on probably holiday for 2 weeks somewhere nice, spending some time together, and then back in with Surrey, and can't wait to see all the boys, and then into another exciting English summer.